This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
That UH game angers me for many reasons, including including the plus five, that there was no excuse for them not to cover. None whatsoever.
Yeah, I ended up not playing a side. Well, what happened is if you remember, my biggest bet of the bowl season last year was Army. And it was because UH can't tackle.
Nope.
And UH still can't tackle. I'm just saying it's amazing that Antonio Brown has found a way to take what looked like the perfect storm for him and flush it down the toilet.
It's not the smartest guy, let's be honest.
No,
it's not. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be more stuff come out. And, you know, they all come forward. And I think we're going to find out that he's an even bigger turd than it looks like he is. And, you know, I'm not going to be shocked if he hasn't screwed himself out of a career here. And if he has, too bad. You know, don't be a turd.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click a like. You're good to go. Send a message if Aaron likes. Also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And we are broadcasting live from Constellation Field, where about an hour from now, first pitch, and the weather is fantastic out here. So come on out, see your Skeeters post-game fireworks tonight. And we will jump on with RJ and company as soon as we're told they're ready to go. So we had a okay, well, you just let us know whenever they're ready, because we'll drop everything. That's what we do. But again, if you're looking for something to do, this is a really, really cool place to come on out. Playoffs start Tuesday, and they'll take on the York Revolution in the playoffs.
York.
So, would that be York, sir? But, yeah, that'll be Tuesday, and they got stuff going on all weekend, including, and some great deals for the playoffs, $10 for Field Box, $18 for all you can eat in the HEB Picnic Plaza. So if you want to go out there, get a ticket. And all you can eat, that's a pretty good deal.
That is pretty good.
I can eat a lot for $18.
We were talking during the break. Antonio Brown went from $30 million guaranteed back in March to his total NFL income this season could be $158,000.
Wow.
One game check from the Patriots. That might be all he gets. And he's lost Nike. He's losing a bunch of all he's lost all his sponsors. That might be as much money as he makes in 2019, which is just crazy to think about.
Yeah, wow. Now I was looking ahead to see what the early lines for next week are. Chargers, minus 16.5 at Dolphins.
Ooh.
That's going to be real tempting. That's going to be real tempting. On the road, noon game. Oh.
Give me like the Jets and Giants numbers or the Cardinals, because I don't think I'm going to be betting these Dolphins.
Giants are minus 2.5 against the Redskins.
What?
Yeah.
They're favorites?
They're favorites.
I might need to put in a bet now. I'm talking about the Giants on the money line this week. That new quarterback thing, I can picture that lasting a week. But
Chiefs minus 5 at Detroit. Patriots minus 6 at the Bills. When was the last time they were only 6-point favorites at Buffalo? Oh, no. So... yeah, I noticed on pregame, the game center, they've got some of the lines up for next week, so I was just checking them out.
Bills could easily come crashing down because they might be 3-0 next week, big heads, and then the Patriots come in and remind them, hey, you're 3-0, you've played the Giants, the Jets, and the Bengals. We ain't that.
Yeah.
I would take the Pats inside a touchdown for sure.
Oh, well. That's way in the future.
Yep.
Just decided to take a quick look because I was curious about what the Chargers line would be at this point, because I find it amusing to see what kind of numbers they're going to keep putting on the Dolphins to try to balance it. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said, I thought AB had $10 million guaranteed. Not if he got
– yeah, not if he gets cut. The first payment of that was due on Monday. And it looks like he didn't make it till Monday. I'm sure that's why the Patriots released him when they did, because they decided, well, we've had it, you know, we've had a 2-week sample size of what it's like with Antonio Brown on the team. No thanks.
Yeah. Which is weird to me, because boy, they sure got a lot out of him last week.
They did. But you know what? They've got Josh Gordon sitting. They had Josh Gordon sitting on the sideline most of that game.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw the Patriots, their offense isn't hurting. They don't need Antonio Brown. And that's why, to me, you know, if he wasn't going to be the model citizen there, the Patriots are going to have no problems moving on from him, because they're not a team that's in desperation mode at wide receiver. They were like, well, if it works out, cool. If not, cool. And they decided it wasn't going to work out.
I don't know that I don't think he actually did anything there. It's just stuff came out while he was there.
Yeah.
And
although I think stuff came out because, you know, like I said, stuff started to unravel a little bit for him, and the erratic behavior, and people start asking questions, and then things start to come out, you know?
Yeah, that's a, you know, we talk about this all the time when things happen with guys that, you know, more and more people start coming forward, and obviously that's what's happening. All right, still no RJ, huh? Okay. So we'll get him on shortly. And yo, Adrian asks, who's going to have a better game, Joey Bosa or DeMarcus Lawrence?
I'll take Joey Bosa.
I'll take Lawrence. He's going to get a steady dose of Julian Davenport.
That's true.
Excuse me, Julian Davenport.
Julian.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So,
but I wouldn't be surprised if they both have.
Yeah, they're both going to eat.
Over 2.5 sacks on both, I would say. It wouldn't shock me at all.
All right, let's go to the famous RJ Bell. You can follow him on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas.
From pregame.com, pregame.com, at RJ in Vegas, the great one. He is RJ Bell.
Hey guys,
hello, RJ.
What's happening? How's Freddie doing? Go ahead.
I was asking if you're if you were okay with our introduction of you, if we gave you enough love.
You know, I think when you guys do your reset, I think just repeating that, you know, 7, 8, 9 times, and you know, we'll be
okay.
Great.
It works out. Fred's doing great. Fred's dressed like he's going to attend a funeral today. So it's he's looking good. He's actually looking very fancy. He's got a shirt on with French cuffs, and he's going to be wearing a cummerbund later. So he's a fancy boy today.
So let me guess, because I'm always fascinated on radio sound quality. You guys are in a different setup right now than you usually are.
We are. Are we not having a good quality conversation here?
I'm just telling you. Everyone's trying to tell me VoIP works as well as ISDN. It's like, nope. No,
yeah,
it sounds fine. It's just it just doesn't sound. You guys usually sound so crisp and clean.
Well, we'll be back. We'll be back to normal next week, though. I think.
Actually, so we'll be in Los Angeles.
Oh, just kidding. We'll be in L.A. next week. So.
What are you guys doing in L.A.?
We're going out there for the Errol Spence fight.
Oh God! How do you guys? I mean, these guys. It's almost like they won some kind of like dream life. Like they talk about sports on the radio. They, you know, and Fred's so confident in his standing. He'll like lambast me, and then. They get jetted off to fights. I mean, you guys don't pay. Do you have a per diem?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you're sitting next to a guy with a mansion and a yacht.
I know, that's him. I'm so just working 70 hours a week, it seems like. I'm the one with the least amount, it seems like. Well, except fame, but I mean, you know.
You're the most famous.
That's true. Probably more famous than all you guys combined, I'd say.
Probably so.
Oh yeah.
Probably so.
Yeah. But you know something? It doesn't help. It doesn't hold you at night.
Fame doesn't pay the bills either, does it?
But luckily, I'm married, so I'm fine.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey, I want to. We went almost a perfect week with our best bets last week. Do you want to guess who let us down?
I don't think I lost a game, so it couldn't have been me. I don't remember which one I had with you guys.
You had Denver plus 2.5 was your call.
Another one, easy.
Fez had Detroit plus 2. I had the Rams minus 2. Fred, who you made fun of him for being square, but KC minus 7 got to the window.
Uh-huh.
Brad, Pittsburgh minus 3.5.
Yeah, he actually bet me on that one.
Oh, no. So we 4-1 on best bets last week. RJ, you and I are still 2-0. Fred and Fez are 1-1, and Brad is now 0-1. So we'll try and keep giving winners this week. Brad, if you can pick up your end of the deal, that would be nice.
In a weird way, AJ, you're saying I'm perfect.
In a weird way, RJ, I'm saying we are perfect.
Yeah, but when I hear we, I'm hearing me. Like, some say I'm kind of narcissistic, so, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
But well, you know we'll something? All joking aside, I think we should let Brad have a break this week. Because I'm always audience first. Brad's
– Okay.
I'll tell you, Brad is surprisingly good in the NFL. But he has all the college knowledge. I mean, that is unequivocal. Since he wasn't yesterday due to the weather, let's let him pick a college game this week.
I'm down for that. I was going to say, because we didn't have him yesterday. Brad, what's your college best pick this week?
You know, I really like Georgia, but the line is moving too much now.
So he does not have a clear answer.
No, I have Tulsa -3.5 against Wyoming. And here's the deal. Wyoming's 3-0 and has some really impressive victories, including an outright upset over Missouri. But the stats say a different story. Wyoming is getting outgained by more than 100 yards per game. This is the phoniest 3-0 team in America. I liked what I saw from Tulsa last week against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State had to outscore them 20-0 in the second half just to cover. I like Tulsa at home against Wyoming. Tulsa -3.5.
All right. Well, let's get into this NFL slate. We had a barn burner last night, so we can skip over that. But let's start with the Chargers and the Texans. And I'm hearing national guys and kind of, I guess, the sharp guys say that they like the Texans again. To me, these two teams are they're very mirroring of each other because they both have horrible offensive lines. They both have bad secondaries now that the Chargers have gotten all their good players hurt. But what Fred and I read a great breakdown on Fred's website of how the Texans have performed against even above average quarterbacks under Bill O'Brien, and it is just disastrous. I mean, he is not beating these guys who are even decent quarterbacks, and I think Phillip Rivers falls into that category. What do you guys think about this Chargers-Texans line at 3?
I like Houston in this game, and we went against the Chargers last week. We're going to do it again, and what was the story last week? Well, injuries all across the board for the Chargers, and not just Hunter Henry, not just Melvin Gordon being absent, but their best lineman being out. But the one thing the Chargers did have going for them, they didn't have cluster injuries. Now they have cluster injuries, that defensive secondary and all kinds of trouble with four guys out.
So what you're saying is, just to be clear, because cluster injuries is something we talk about a bunch, we do on this segment, but it's just once a week. I mean, it's a long segment, but once a week. Explain that concept.
Yeah, so the concept is that 1 + 1 + 1 can equal 5. If you've got three guys all playing the same position and they're all out, each individual guy may only be worth a little bit, but the composite impact of having all of them out, where now you've got to suddenly replace them with maybe less than a replacement level player, becomes so significant. And that's the situation for the Chargers right now at safety and then in the defensive secondary.
You know, I texted you a long dissertation, RJ, about the Panthers and Cardinals. You ignored my text, but that's all right. I'll ask you now. The Giants swinging
points. No, AJ, I apologize. I have a routing system, and there's certain people I read their text immediately, and then there's people I wait like 24 hours, and then
so you might see mine.
Later
today. You might see that text, and then there's people like me who he's blocked.
Yeah, so.
You know, I held my finger, Fred. And I said no. Fred must be having personal problems. That's what I figured. So
Arizona opens as a 3-point dog, and has now moved to a 2-point favorite against Carolina. And I would argue, you know, I'm not trying to say something crazy like Kyle Allen's a better player than Cam Newton, but I don't think there's a 5-point difference in Kyle Allen and the Cam Newton that we've seen for the last 2 weeks, and he's clearly not right. I think this is a big over-adjustment by Vegas onto the Cardinals, a team that I think is still horrific defensively. And we've seen Cam miss some wide-open shots down the field. I think Kyle Allen can hit a couple of those, and there will be a lot of opportunities down the field against the Cardinals because everybody's had a lot of those opportunities, Patrick Peterson being out. I actually think now there's some serious value on the Panthers with a plus number. What do you guys think of that?
Here's what I'll say, and I say this sincerely, is when Fred retires, I know he always says it's going to be soon. I think it's going to be, you know, hopefully it's 7, 10, 15 years. AJ, I'm going to give you a contract offer. I mean, this guy's sharp. I mean, I know I'm serious. It's like you never really say anything really off. And again, it's all my opinion, right? I mean, you know. But I think you're so on. And to me, it seems like I can't imagine someone debating the other side. And that is the problem. Meaning, if someone tells me Cam's been 100%, I'm like, that's impossible. All right. And if someone tells me the Cam we've seen this year and the end of last year, so we're moving towards what, 10 games now, Fez, right?
Yeah, since they were 6-2 midpoint of last year.
In 10 games, Cam is how much better than the backup quarterback? Not near 5 points.
More like be 5 points.
Two, one.
Two, exactly.
But today, the market moved how much?
Market moved 5 points.
Okay. And didn't the market, before it moved, have built into it uncertainty about Cam?
Oh, absolutely.
So that means they're saying this Cam is worth like 6-7 points, which would be the most valuable quarterback in the NFL.
And the way Cam's playing, he's like number 28 in the league. I think QBR, he's ranked 30th. He's just been a shell of himself.
Exactly. Enough. So what I'm saying is, it's almost like Fez thinks he's got to do 40 sacks. No, it's a conversation. So to me, AJ, one, like, And anyone, play devil's advocate. Anyone say, because back to Fez, succinctly, how many quarterbacks are worth 6 points or more? Six, seven, right?
Yeah, seven.
All right. And then in five, there might be a couple more, right?
Right.
So all of a sudden, we're saying Cam, as he's currently playing, is one of the top 8-9 quarterback. Now, remember, the backup, it's all relative. Is this backup horrible? I mean,
we don't really know.
Yeah, so a big unknown. So let's say it's a little bit more than if you had a Brian Hoyer or whatever a couple years ago backing him up. But then you got to wonder what this line would be if Cam were 100%. Meaning the move would be like more than anyone in the NFL. I just, when there's a move or betting odds that I can't understand, it scares me. If I know why someone gets something or the market gets it wrong, gimme. But if I don't know why they're getting it wrong, it scares me that there's something I don't know, which is kind of weird. The more I disagree with the market, the more fearful I am, unless I'm sure I understand why. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does, because you're worried you're missing something.
Exactly, because the market isn't usually that wrong. But boy, it seems like this season to wrap, every quarterback is getting rated. I mean, let's quickly, if you guys don't mind, go down the list. So Big Ben, Fez, you've got worth what?
6 points versus Rudolph.
And that's actually going to be my best bet. So I'll talk about that game in a little bit. Breeze, you got how much?
I had him at 6th, but the market feels more like 4.5.
Yeah, and that's one where you've got him a little higher. Love for Bridgewater, which I think is not warranted. We talked about Cam. Sam Darnold, let's just say with Simeon as the back, you know, let's go back in time. The market said what, like 4?
4 points, and I had only 2 points for Simeon.
So, I mean, up and
what
down.
What was the drop off from like, Foles?
Oh, Foles with Jacksonville.
I had it at 5, and now I have it at 2.5 because Minshew's looks so good.
Minshew's played well, yeah.
He calls him the stash now, Fez. I mean, it's funny. He was talking about him today, and he started up with, and then he was mispronouncing his name. He was going, Minshew, like that. And then at some point, it's like someone shot him through it with testosterone or maybe estrogen, and then he started going, Minshew. And then a little later, he was going, the stash. I call him the stash. Isn't that right, Fez?
That's accurate.
And it's funny because go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, but it does seem that, you know, with this Cam thing, he's the guy of all these quarterbacks we just mentioned, he's the one who's looked the worst, yet it seems like there's the biggest reaction to him being out.
Well, I wouldn't say the biggest, right? Big Ben's reaction is, I think it's the biggest, as in the difference from what common sense would say.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
AJ.
Well, yeah.
Fez, what do you think AJ meant?
I'm going to be quiet for a little while.
Well, you mentioned we'll just go ahead and get into best bets since you said you had one on the Pittsburgh San Francisco game. I was actually telling Fred today I would love to see it get to seven and take the Steelers. I still kind of lean the Steelers at six and a half. What's your take on this one? What's your best bet?
All right. So first off, has everyone submitted their bet?
Do you want us to write them down on a piece of paper, or what are we doing?
Yeah, I'll try. Listen, I know you guys are adversarial, so just so you see each other, as I trust. I don't need to see it.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure that someone doesn't get to – listen, let's just say this. I had a contest on ESPN New York against Canty. You know, Chris Canty's his name. Nice. He's a nice guy. You know, he played in the league. He's on Noontime. And we had a $5,000 charity challenge. So whoever won the most games, the other one was paying $5,000 to their charity.
Yep.
I'm up like two games with like 4 weeks left. They start changing rules on me. It starts I can't have the same pick. Yeah. I can't have the opposite pick. There's all kind of crappy stuff. And since I know we have nothing at risk here except pride, I still, though, my pride is priceless.
It really is. So, mine as well. Yes. And our picks are written down on a sheet of paper here in front
Fez,
of us.
Make sure you write yours down so I can see it. You got it? That's the game?
That's all right, the one.
All right, here we go. I'm going with the Steelers. And you know who helped me with this pick? Mike Tomlin.
Okay. Yep.
Because I wish I didn't just think of that. That's the first time I've done that. That was good. All right. And he did, though. Why?
Because he'll be cheerleading?
No. What did the Steelers do? They traded their number one pick next year for a defensive back. You know, Pro Football Focus didn't particularly. Like, let's just say well above average. Right?
Yeah,
but not great. I think it's fair to say.
Well, I mean, now he was a rookie last year. I think he has the potential to be great. But I mean, I think it was a good move by the Steelers, actually.
Really? So let me ask you this,
because I think the Steelers like Rudolph, and the assumption would be that they've got to draft a quarterback with this pick. How could they trade that pick? But I think the Steelers like Rudolph more than we know.
More than they know. I'm confused by that.
No, I'm saying I think they like the Steelers like their backup quarterback more than we know, more than we knew.
Oh, we know. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. There's no way that pick, that's almost like a Fez, just slap it right on my handicap, is there's no way that pick that they traded, if they thought it was going to be a really good pick, they wouldn't have traded it. This is the greatest sign of optimism about this season and Rudolph you could imagine. Because I think if you would have went around the horn amongst savvy but not professional batters, but savvy sports fans, and said over under Steeler wins rest of the year. Remember, they're 0-2, right?
Yep.
I think 4.5, Fez, would you have thought that was a good number?
That was my number.
It was. Brad, about right?
Yeah, 5. Yep. Yeah.
AJ's going to go 8.5. But the thing is that the Steelers must think it's at least 8 wins. They think they're going to finish 8-6 from here, at least. Or why give that pick away? And we can say the potential of greatness at safety or D-back. But if you're like, if they end up losing a couple close games with 4.5, they could easily have the first pick, or let's say the third pick in the draft.
Yeah, we got the Miami Dolphins to worry.
Yeah, and I think the Giants are really bad. So, but again, I think the Steelers could have been the third pick in the draft.
Yes.
Brad, how would you assess the quarterback heaviness of this upcoming class?
It's certainly a lot better than last year's class. It's an above-average quarterback class.
Boy, it seems like you're more pessimistic than most. I'm hearing this is one of the best classes of the last 10 years. So let's just say from above-average to even better, and if you have the third, fourth, fifth pick, you're going to get a crack at a quarterback. Instead, the Steelers are saying, we got our quarterback. Don't worry. So to me, that is optimism. And it makes me like Pittsburgh at 6.5. One last thing. I'm a Tomlin skeptic. At best, I'm ambivalent. But he's great in one situation, when Steelers are having a difficult time of it. It was his 7th season before Tomlin lost a game in which the Steelers entered the game with a losing record. Think about that. 0-1. Yeah. seven. He was he won seven games. Now it's pretty amazing. There was only seven games with a losing record through his first six seasons, but he won every one of them in his entire career with Pittsburgh, spanning all that time, 2007 onward. Tomlin's won over 70% of his games that were entered with a losing record. The league, 40%. So Tomlin keeps the team from really ruddering and you know, whatever analogy we want to use. So I worried about Pittsburgh tanking, thinking this is the chance. This is what happened to the Colts, right? The 15-year veteran goes down.
Manning, yep.
One bad year, and now they were set, well, you know, another handful of years, I guess, but they thought they were set for a long time. This was Pittsburgh. No, we've got them. Well, I've got them, too. I'm betting the Steelers, and I'm picking the Steelers here.
All right, Steelers plus 6.5 for RJ. Fezzik, you want to take
sorry,
the honors?
AJ, just one last thing. I'm sorry.
Yes, talking about the great one, RJ Bell.
Okay.
At RJ in Vegas from pregame.com. the great one. Fezzik, what do you have? The only two-time Super Contest winner, Fezzik. What have you this week, my man?
Well, I got to tell you, before I give you my pick, it is going to be impossible to trump that handicap by RJ because I absolutely love that handicap. I am on Atlanta plus 1.5 against Indianapolis. Atlanta is underrated. I know they're only 1-1. I know they've been outscored. But there's a lot to like about Atlanta. You look at the underlying stats. We talk about yards per play. Atlanta has outgained their opponents by 1 yard per play year to date. And tough strength of schedule, having played Minnesota and Philly. I want to make a case it's a bad spot here for Indianapolis. Now, Indianapolis, this is their first home game. Let's talk about this. They've been on the road weeks 1 and 2. So what do we know about NFL players? They like routine. And so this is the first game that they have their routine for being at home after having been on road.
Ooh, that's fascinating. So what you're saying is you would think, I've never heard that handicap. I just want to be clear. You're saying away, you'd think that's great, whatever, especially like the Bills, right? You'd say they won both games, great. But you're saying, yeah, but this is going to be a little uncomfortable because it's new.
Exactly. It's the very first home game. And in fact, if you go back to 1989, teams in this situation, so week 3, first home game, they're 28-52-4 against the spread, 35%. Wow. Four teams qualify. Let me list all four. We're going to bet against or look to bet against Kansas City, Buffalo, Indy, and San Francisco.
Now that's a all good right. get there. It makes a ton. And remember, guys, we always talk about small sample. If you take this stuff seriously, and you don't have to, right, have fun. But if you take it seriously, keep in mind – oftentimes, the 12 and 3s and all that don't mean much. There was more sample size there, but the logic is there. So if you have logic and numbers, you don't need as much extremeness with the numbers. Just some numbers and some logic is much better than no logic at all.
All right. I'll get mine real quick. I like the Rams minus 3. You can play hip to be square again, but I just think the talent difference between these two teams is ridiculous. I think Cleveland's got some offensive line problems, and I think the public's still overvaluing Cleveland just a little bit, and I'm going to be on the Rams.
Hey, listen, Fred, the public wins sometimes, man. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm actually with Fred on that, so I'll be square with him. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what's up? Fred must really be mad because I don't think I would have guessed 20 teams before the Rams for AJ. So he just called an audible. Are you sure?
Well, no, that's not my pick. I'm just saying that's not my best bet. I agree with Fred on the Rams.
Well, you want to bet a dime? You want to bet a dime on it?
Hell no. On the Rams.
Wait a minute. You just said you agree?
But it's not my best bet. Bet a dime with Fred. It's his best bet.
Well, I know Fred believes it's a good pick. I don't believe you like it.
I'll bet you a dime on I'll take Detroit plus 6.
What's that got to do with anything? All right,
well, that's
ahead.
My best bet.
I know. I don't want to fade your best bets. I just gave you a compliment.
Well, you're trying to fade
Fred
me on Fred's best bet.
Here's the thing you got to know about Fred. I don't know if you know him very well, AJ. Here's what you need to know. Fred has had massive success in his life, and I say that sincerely, doing things his way. So when a guy like that starts to go down the wrong path, the path of squareness in this case, he's got two choices. One is to say, wait a minute, RJ usually agrees with me. If he disagrees with me about this, there must be a reason. I've got to slow down, look at it, figure it out. No, no, no. Fred is stubborn. He's obstinate. He's going to push through the doubts. And in this case, he's wrong. But it's got him to where he is.
Now, to Fred's credit, last week when he took the Chiefs, you guys gave him some grief.
And I mean, Fred's, geez, that is square. If we had time, I'd play him. Because one result, that's like a guy that goes all in on a flush draw. When Fred, when they hit that draw, what do you think? You think, great, keep doing it, buddy. Right?
It's one game.
Exactly.
And I treat each game differently. So, yeah, and every now and then, yes, I'm going to come down on a favorite.
And I'll tell you this, last thing, and sorry, AJ, I don't mean to step on your pick like did mine, but the thing
you asked me. You asked me what I thought about it.
Well, it was kind of rhetorical to involve you a little bit, but fair enough.
I appreciate that.
Here's what I'll say. I think always being afraid of the seemingly square side is not good either. We've been talking about this. You know, Fez has like 10,000 reps in his mind. I can't bet that. I can't bet that. And to me, it's dangerous because you want to keep thinking it through. And even if you can find a few spots you think are break even with square sides, do it just to get a feel for when you're right and when you're wrong about that. Obviously, bet small amount. I'm talking about professionals, though. You know, or got, you know, and again, I know you guys have other jobs, but you think like pros. I think it's great to occasionally not be afraid of a squarish side. You just got to do it in like salt, right? Small doses.
Fair enough. I'll be on the Lions this week as my best bet, plus six. And mostly this is because the Eagles are a skeleton crew. I think they've got their problems as it is, specifically in the secondary. But with no Jernigan up front, I think that they're going to have a hard time stopping the run as well. They've got basically no offensive options with DeSean Jackson out and Jeffrey, I would say, questionable at best. Dallas Goedert, their second tight end, which they use more two tight end sets than anybody. They're not going to be able to do that because he's going to be beat up. So it just seems like I'm not crazy about the Lions, but I am definitely fading the Eagles here because I don't think a team that's down to their seconds and thirds and even their best guys are looking beat up. It just seems like six is a lot of points to give in that situation. So I'll be on the Lions plus six as my best bet this week.
You know, I like that pick. Here's my thought, though. I'd like to get your take on it. I like the over in this game. Here's
why. Too.
I think Stafford's – oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that can't be correlated, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, rarely are underdogs correlated but to overs, but I do think that there's going to be a lot more points scored, and I think a lot more points scored by the Lions than people expect.
Yeah, and I think that if you're right in that they're going to struggle on both sides of the ball, then the Lions are going to be one of the best bets of the year. If we assume Philly's going to do decent at something, it's going to be Wentz putting the team on his back. So the scenario I see this game being closer is more points.
I'll be honest, RJ, I could see the Lions winning this game outright.
And oh, yeah.
And the Eagles and the situation they're in with so many guys who are questionable – if you're the Eagles, you got to be thinking long term, and you don't. I know that you know in the NFL, there's no weeks that you can just throw away, but you're playing the Lions. I would think if there's somebody, if I had a key guy who was questionable, say an Alshon Jeffrey, I'm not playing him this week. I'm trying to get my guys healthy for the long haul for these division games coming up because there's more important games to be played this year, and the Lions. If you're the Eagles, that's a team you think you can probably – if there's any teams you can beat with your B squad, you probably think it's the Lions.
Yeah, well, I don't know about – I mean, these are NFL teams. But I think if it's borderline, you know, if they're going to take the needle or not, I think maybe, right? So last question, AJ, because this is something Fez is sincerely the best in the world at is derivatives. Or meaning – the bets like team totals or third quarter instead of this because the trick is – getting at the purity of the handicap. Is that how you'd explain it?
Yeah, and I like where you're going, and I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Let's see. I'm going to write it down, and I got it. Where am I going?
You're
going
to play Detroit team total over 20 points.
Exactly. Because my thinking is the handicap there is that I can see Wentz helping, you know, really carrying the team. Now, I still like AJ's side, you know, but it feels like the most certain thing is Detroit gets their points against this Philly defense. So why not just go team total? Oh, I mean, not for our competition. That'd be fun if we just did a whole competition of derivatives. Faz would be the favorite in that one. Yeah. But what do you think of that, AJ?
I like that because, yeah, I think for the Lions to cover this number, I'm expecting them to score a lot of points because the Lions aren't great defensively. And the Eagles are – I mean, the Eagles are typically a good offensive team, albeit their injuries make me worry. So, yeah, if you're looking for an over, maybe the team over for the Lions is better than the total overall.
Yeah, and again, if your handicap – so you think Wentz – because that's what I'm confused by. In a way – if Detroit's getting their points and Philly doesn't have any playmakers, how's this line what it is?
Well, when they still have Kelsey or not Kelsey, Ertz. They still have Ertz. They still have. I mean, I guess
yeah.
Nelson Aguilar.
So what you're saying is the real weakness is Philly's D against Detroit's offense.
Yes.
So why not zero in on that with Detroit team total? See,
no,
that's the
thing.
And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying this is the fun thing, I think, as gambling gets more sophisticated for a general audience. And you know what's funny? The average small batter, 20, 30, they love these kind of things because it's simple. Score points, Detroit. When we give out props, sometimes we love a prop. People love them. Sometimes they can't even get down on them. Then they don't like them as much if they're a little bit obscure. But they like the simplicity of it. So I know it seems like advanced stuff, but – to me, it's fun to discuss what's the truth of the handicap and how do you get at it. I love your pick, though.
All right. Great stuff as always, guys. That's R.J. Bell, Steve Fezzik, and Brad Powers. And, guys, we'll do it again next week.
And
I'll pull something square for you.
Oh, hey, listen, Freddie, you guys have fun in L.A. living the dream.
Always, my man. Always.
Thank you.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Texas Star Grill Shop. I was worried yesterday with hearing all about the flooding. I was like, oh, God, I hope nothing happens to my grill. And luckily, it was safe. Thank goodness. My Pits and Spits smoker, which I love so much. Guys, they've got their fall sale going right now. If you don't have a relationship with your grill that makes you worry about it, then you need a new grill. That's what I'm telling you. I've got a romantic relationship with my grill, and I got it at Texas Star Grill Shop. Guys, they're going to treat you right. They've got all the brands, Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, Napoleon, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits, like I said, of course. They've got outdoor kitchens, and they're going to treat you right as a customer. They're going to give you a craft beer when you walk in the door. They're going to sell you high-quality meat at their cost. You're not going to get that anywhere else. Free delivery and assembly. Stop by and see 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston, 8905 Louetta in Spring. Or always open online at TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's Texas Star Grill Shop. Go make your romantic link with your grill today.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force Water.
Hey, guys, even when I lose a bet, I sleep like a champ. You know why? Because I have a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And if you want to save money, if you want a quality sleep, and you want to do business with great people, there's no other place to go. And listen, you're going to save 50% off of what you would spend in a retail store the minute you walk in because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. They custom fit them. And trust me, you're going to get a great, great mattress at a fantastic price. How about the pocketed coil mattress sets starting now as low as $310? And, you know, we've got to get some more mattresses for our new place. I'm going to get everything from Texas Mattress Makers. Long after I'm in radio, I'll be doing business with Texas Mattress Makers because they're the best. And you sleep better, you save money, and you're doing business with great, great people. Visit them today. You can go to 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. That's the new one. Say hello to my guy Lax out there. Or go to the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price. Guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. The Rice Owls battle the Baylor Bears Saturday, September 21st at 6 p.m. in Rice Stadium, presented by Houston Methodist. Don't miss out on this primetime Power 5 college football game deep in the heart of Houston. Get your tickets now for Texas Celebration Day and put your Texas pride on display. Call or text 713-348-OWLS. That's 713-348-6957. Or visit riceowls.com/tickets to secure your tickets today. And one more time, I want to thank the Skeeters for having us out there. Big weekend. Come on out tomorrow or Sunday, and playoffs start on Tuesday. So
get on out here, man.
Yeah, really cool place. All right, let's do stuff.
Yeah, you think you're gonna see playoff ball in Houston? Oh yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
you will.
I guess you are. Yeah.
Okay, fine. But you can see it here too.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty stupid. So
fair enough.
Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Yeah. And by the way, Aaron, where's the NFL music?
Damn,
dude, come on.
Yeah. Damn, Aaron, what are you doing?
8 minutes late in there.
I got to about 90 seconds in, and I was like, oh, if it's not there already, I'll just bail out and wait and
see,
do it next segment.
We just talked like two segments about this, about taking responsibility when you make a mistake.
Oh, it was my fault.
You just O'Brien'd that. You're like, yeah, you know, by the time I got that, by the time I thought about it, it didn't make sense.
No, so, it was definitely my fault, but when I realized it, from a radio perspective, it sounds weird if you're two games in and all of a sudden I start bringing up music.
Mm. He just thought it was the best thing for the show.
You thought it was the best thing for the team.
Yep, it was the best thing to do.
It was in the best interest of the team.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. It.
You're the kind of guy your game plan all along was to go for a field goal.
Exactly.
I mean, no, I meant a touchdown. I wanted a touchdown, but when we didn't get the touchdown, you know, we went for the field goal.
Actually, just hoping to kneel it at the two and call it good.
Models have held firm on 8 to 10-inch rainfall amounts around Houston and east towards Beaumont between now and Thursday, but are still dropping 15 to 20-inch bombs on isolated areas.
Damn. I saw a movie like that once.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Noah's Ark?
No. The 15-inch bomb.
Oh, okay. Although, watching Tucker on the base pass, he really has good instincts.
Well, he's Ted Williams.
Stop.
His baseball instincts remind me of Ted Williams.
Oh, God.
Glenn's good.
Why are you demeaning? He's got a Hall of Fame niece. She's producing babies with a Hall of Famer.
That's true. True.
I'm going to say that's
a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I mean, but I mean, no doubt,
right?
Let's
counting our chickens.
Oh, no. We can count these chickens. You can chop their heads off or bite their heads off like Ozzy, but you can count these chickens. Steven, the weather guy, just tweeted out, another band is currently firing up across the city. Rush Hour could suck.
What band?
Yeah, what band is it? Is it
The Stones?
I think it's Kiss.
Okay.
I think it's going to be that.
Cal McNair, though, that's a different story. He's got the kind of cash that could maybe open David Gow's eyes a little bit.
They're buddies, though. Bill could just go to him and say, hey, I need your support.
Yeah, but we love Cal McNair. We think he is great.
Do we?
Yes.
Podgy?
Yeah, it's me.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Sports?
Sports? Oh, you was talking about your kids, your 9-year-old kid. Can I talk about my kids, too?
Well, it's my show. I can talk about whatever I want.
Okay, that's fine. But you said sports, so you're
talking
about
talking about a football game.
Okay.
Do you want to talk or not?
Yeah, do you got a point or no?
You said what's going on. You said sports. I said you were talking
about... That's it.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Gave that guy every chance. Every chance. All he had to do was get his point in. All right. Got anything going on this weekend besides gambling?
Baseball, of course.
Yeah.
You know the deal, Freddie.
Indeed. Well, I'm going to head over.
What are you doing, mapping it up this weekend?
I'm doing much of anything other than tonight. Obviously, I'm going for the black tie affair.
Oh, good luck, man. I hope you're the champion of that.
I'm cautiously optimistic. So, we'll see. I mean,
I have faith in you. I have great faith in you.
I have faith in me, too, but, you know, got to get the cards.
Yeah. Although, I don't think you're going to be comfortable playing tonight.
Oh, no. I'm going to look like $1 million.
But you like looking like that when you're playing cards?
No, I like wearing a hoodie and sunglasses.
You're like me. You want to slum it up.
Yeah.
I go down there sometimes in gym shorts. Make people think I'm homeless.
Yeah, I think they believe that already.
Probably.
So is that music I'm hearing? Okay, so that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, Nick. Great job, AJ. I hope everybody has a nice, awesome weekend.
Stays dry.
Stay dry. And
on Monday. Until then, stay sports, you bitches.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.